This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And, of course, you can join us. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and our Skype username here in just a few moments to allow you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up tonight, if we get the chance, looks like some great news coming out of Alaska, where regulators have now approved the idea of marijuana bars. To make Alaska the very first state, if this thing goes through, it's just the regulators, I think at this point, it may need to be passed by the governor. I don't have all the details on exactly the legal status, but it's looking good for marijuana bars, sort of like you might see over in Amsterdam, for instance.
I think they have them in Canada, too, don't they? Something similar?
There are things that are tolerated in Canada, but they're not legal in Canada. At least not at the last time I was there, and I know that things have gotten a little worse since the last time I was in Canada.
Well, if they're there.
Yeah, but they're not legal. They're not like expressly allowed. They're just sort of like the police could go raid them anytime they wanted, whereas this would make it legal to have a marijuana bar. So we can talk more about that. But last night, Mark, you and I were talking about the refugees, and that occupied the majority of the show. We never really got to a piece that you had brought up, which was about what the Bible says about how to treat refugees. And I have it here from relevantmagazine.com. Now, I was raised a Christian, raised a Presbyterian, and I ended up not choosing that particular road. I became an atheist for a while and then ultimately became a panentheist and am now a minister of the Shire Free Church. So that's kind of my religious history in very brief there. So I can relate to some extent with Christians. I mean, having known the doctrine to some extent or another, not to the extent that you know it, Mark. You actually have read the Bible cover to cover at least a couple of times.
Three times.
I can't make any claim like that. I have read the Quran cover to cover.
There are still people that know it better than I can assure you. I mean, there are people that can quote it. You know, they can quote the heck out of it.
And you don't need to know the entire Bible to know some of the real important basics about, like, what Jesus was trying to teach to people. Like, Jesus was called the Prince of Peace. You know, he was somebody who was about forgiving people, loving his enemy, mm-hmm. for instance. These are all basics that if you go to church enough times in the Christian church, you should hear this message. Now, you know, maybe church is different now than it was when I was going regularly to a Christian church as a child. But I highly doubt that the general message about Jesus and his teachings has really changed. And, of course, being a Christian means that you are trying to be as Christ-like as possible, understanding that you're imperfect human and you're, you know, going to fail at certain things and sin and all that stuff.
Sure.
But trying to emulate as much as possible.
Well, I think most Christians, most people that would identify as Christians are, and I think most that people that are, most people that self-identify as Christians would agree that most Christians aren't very Christian-like and aren't even trying to be very Christian. Like, they don't have it down. Now, obviously, they're not including themselves in that particular, generalization, but the Bible's pretty clear on that, right? Like, there's a low road and it's wide and well-worn. The high road, the path is the path to heaven is it's narrow and difficult to navigate. And I think what we find many times with Christians in the United States, those are the ones I'm going to be most familiar with. And I'm not trying to indict anybody here. I'm just saying that they tend to believe in a culture generally, and that if you sort of shake up that culture, whatever that is, then
it's a war on Christians.
Well, I can tell you that at my church,
you mean when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, okay. In youth group, the United Methodist Church, they had FUM, I'm not exactly sure what it's called. The youth group is when people who were the sort of the disreputable kids were at youth group, the parents would get all upset right? Like, what are the bad kids doing coming to youth group?
Isn't that kind of the point? Is to welcome
that's
people
the point, right? Like, that's the reason the church is there for sinners. But that's not what it's about. It's not about that at all. It's like, yeah. Hey, we got a club, and you're messing with the club.
You have to meet all the requirements.
You're supposed to meet the requirements. We have
you need to be perfect before you come to church.
There are churches on the wrong side of the tracks for you. As a matter of fact, we don't care which church you go to as long as
it's not ours.
This one. That's what it's about, right?
It's true.
It's really the truth, right? Those people are not Christians. If the Christian religion is true, like, you know, from start to finish, those people are completely unlike Jesus. And therefore will not enter this place where Jesus is.
That'll be a surprise.
That's the best I can come up with here. But the finger shaking, no. Those people?
Do you ever hear the Onion?
Respectable sorts?
So for our listeners who aren't listening online, if you listen to our online streams, the live streams, you'll hear Onion Radio news segments. Did you ever hear the one, Mark, that it's something to the effect of all seven deadly sins committed at a church bake sale? It is so funny. You know, just talking about how people are talking about one another behind their backs and gluttony and, you know, all these other things.
I'm all for gluttony at a church bake sale. Yeah. That's where you're going to get your best stuff. When it comes to bake sales, that's when you buy. You don't get that stuff at the stores. Who wants a cupcake from the store?
But it really speaks to a lot of the hypocrisy that, you know, you see in some of these folks. So let's jump into this.
Those hypocrite ladies at the church are the best cooks around. Yeah, they're the best cooks.
you can't win them all. So 12 passages from the Bible that discuss how Christians should treat immigrants, refugees, and those in need of help. Here's passage one. Love refugees as yourself. Quote, when a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt.
Now, when a foreigner is living in your land, they are refugees in that sense. Now, you can say that, hey, we have new ways of keeping foreigners from moving to the land, so therefore we're exempt from this. That's not what this is about. You see, Israel didn't have a really good border patrol at any given time, so people would, you know, migrate in, migrate out, and this is how it went all over the place. You get enough, if you got a large enough concentration of people to a particular area, you'd see changes in culture and stuff like that. And obviously cultural conservatives are not going to like those kind of things. People actually, when the Ostrogoths were moving through Europe, people got up and left, you know, their regions just to get away from the Ostrogoths. So, yeah, I mean, it happens.
And when they say foreigner here, obviously interpretations of biblical passages, translations from Hebrew could differ. But when they're saying foreigner here, it doesn't necessarily mean someone from another land. It could mean someone who's foreign to you, right? Like someone who is not necessarily all of what you are, right? They don't follow your exact beliefs. A Muslim, for instance, could be considered foreign to someone who is a Christian.
Right. I think that this is human groupings aren't new in the last century. Humans have been very much about their groups for a very long time. It's one of the reasons that Jews have the whole circumcision thing, just to be able to identify themselves from other people. That's what it's all about. So, yes, this is advice to those people to be kind to people who aren't exactly like them.
And this isn't...
And the Quran has the same sorts of advice.
Yes, and because they're very, very similar books. I mean, most people who criticize Islam have no idea what the Quran actually says. You know, they're taking the word of people sending emails around, forwarding emails and talking on talking head shows on television.
Taking a couple of verses and then saying that's the deal.
Yeah, taking out of context and all that. So, and this isn't a shocking passage, right? Like, I've never read this passage myself, but it's not shocking to hear the Bible say, hey, love this person who's not you, this person who may not have the same beliefs as you, they may not be from the same place as you, love that person as yourself. Now, maybe part of the problem is these Christians, these so-called Christians who, Mark, you have said are not in point of fact Christians by virtue of the way they behave towards others, because they're not behaving in a Christ-like manner. But
there's
maybe
only
they
two
just
commandments. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the only two commandments.
Right. Maybe they just aren't good at loving themselves. First and foremost, right? Like, if you're loving your neighbor as yourself, and you actually hate yourself, and you're not happy with yourself, and you're constantly criticizing yourself, then I guess you are sort of treating your neighbors as you would treat yourself. You are not... you don't have it together, right? And you really don't have much to offer the rest of the world if you can't love yourself and take care of yourself first. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insteer Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Chris here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you hate Muslims? Are you scared of them? Well, guess what? The Bible has a few things to say about that. And by the way, neither Mark or myself are active Christians. We are both ministers in the Shire Free Church, but it is an interfaith ministry. That means that people of different religious beliefs come together under one roof.
Yeah, I've got no particular love for Islam either. I like learning about things that I'm not familiar with.
There are some things I like about Christianity. There are some things I like about Islam. There are some things that I like about Buddhism and, you know, a variety of other things, lit religions out there. So I'm sort of a pick and grab. I don't know what you call that, but you know, I like. I like what I like. and I like a lot of what the Bible says about, you know, loving your neighbor. Loving specifically not just your neighbor, but in this case, it says you should be loving foreigners as yourself. And that is from Leviticus. We'll continue here with a list of 12 things that describe from the Bible how Christians should be treating not just refugees, but also immigrants and those who are in need of help. Speaking of help, sometimes you got to help yourself when it comes to taking care of your family.
Well, that's helping yourself and helping other people at the same time. That's what Liberty Health Share is. Liberty Health Share is a health sharing organization, and people who have, you know, similar ideas about how to take care of themselves and their families get together and they share the expenses of everybody in the group. And that's essentially what insurance companies do. They take the whole whole group of people and hope that a certain amount of them don't get sick or whatever. And that's how it's done. But they got big buildings. They have investments. They've got lots of people that work for them. Liberty Health Share is much more lean operation, much more efficient. And it allows you to pick your doctor, pick your hospital, and to live out your values. Because Obamacare requires you have this, health care. If you're paying health care insurance or health care, coverage, if you're paying for your own right now, I recommend you go to joinlhs.com. Because when we did, we found that the costs there are a little more than half what we normally pay. So what we were going to pay under insurance. JoinLHS.com. And I've got a telephone number here in case you don't have a computer handy to go to JoinLHS.com. 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com.
So the first passage here is about foreigners residing among you in your land, saying don't mistreat them. The foreigner must be treated as your native-born. Love them as yourself. Is what the first passage here is saying. And I think that, as I was saying a few moments ago, I think a lot of people are really terrible at loving themselves. I think that they have been taught that it's a bad thing to love themselves. And so maybe they are treating others as they treat themselves, and that is poorly and with disrespect and with anger and frustration and fear. So, you know, maybe that's what's manifesting is they're not good at loving others because they haven't figured it out for themselves first. And that's just my speculation.
I think that people, people fear the other. It's very common for people to fear, the folks from over there, wherever there is. It's what humans have been doing all along. Remember, we're beasts primates that are evolved to, we're diurnal. We do better in the day than at night. So, you huddle around the fire and hope that everything and nothing comes in and eats you.
Mm-hmm.
So those things out there are bad, and us here, we're good. And that's, it's just very much human nature, to look at things this way. So I can see why people are concerned about the refugees from Syria. But I would point out to people that, hey, if you supported the United States intervention in Iraq, then you need to understand that those refugees were created, indirectly by the U.S.'s intervention. The U.S.'s intervention destabilized the Sunni government, putting the Shias in power. The Shias, several decades worth of being beaten up by the Sunnis, they want to dish a little back out. The Sunnis, then they don't feel so hot about that. So, you get this Salafist reaction, which is known as the Islamic State, and the Sunnis aren't quite ready to, it's the devil versus the devil you don't. They're not happy about it, but, their choices kind of stink. Everybody hates them right now in that region. So what are they supposed to do? And, that's where all this conflict comes from, and that's why these refugees are running.
Now, as you pointed out, there are a lot of similarities between the Bible and the Quran. And there are also similarities in the failings of the followers of both of those religions. So I want to make it clear, I'm not just indicting Christians here. Obviously, you mentioned the Sunnis and the Shia and other various different factions of the Islamic religions. They don't, a lot of them don't love one another either. So, like, they're not getting that message either.
And some of them are complete violent nuts.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
You know, what do you, that's not what the average person's about. You don't want to indict every Christian for the most insanely violent Christians out there, and you wouldn't want to indict every Muslim for that either. And I don't think most people aren't going to claim that. Some will. Some believe that the Islamic religion itself is sort of corrupt and dangerous and violent. I don't know the answers. I haven't spent a lot of time reading this, but I can tell you that the people that I respect that have read the Quran, they say, nope. Not going on, including you, Ian. You've read the Quran, which I imagine bumps you up on the terrorist watch list another notch. The fact that I just don't have time for it. I'm not interested in your ancient
texts. I had time. I was in jail at the time for civil disobedience, yeah. So I had plenty of time. So, more on the idea of loving others as though they are yourself. You know, as a pantheist, I believe that everybody is connected.
You're going to keep on tossing that.
Thank you. I was about to do that.
Okay,
as a pantheist, I believe that everything and everyone is essentially connected as part of this sort of universal consciousness, if you will, and that you really are that other person. Like, that is another iteration of you. And if indeed, as a Christian, you believe that God created man in his own image, you're talking about hating what God created. You're talking about hating something that is, in my opinion, part of God, but in some Christian religions, at least the creation of God. And they're just like you. They have feelings. They have families. They're not different from you. They may look a little bit different, but ultimately, there's still that same basic humanness of those people. And so that's the idea, is people should treat one another with respect. I mean, this is just basic how to get along with people. Didn't people learn this on the playground? Didn't we get that back then? If you want to share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. Another passage here from this list of relevantmagazine.com, list of 12 things the Bible says about how to treat refugees and immigrants. Leave food for the poor and the foreigner, they say. Quote, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. Now, it's a little bit different than coming out and collecting charity as liberty activists here in New Hampshire did today, part of Shire Sharing. And liberty activists here in New Hampshire fed over 600 families, delivered meals, Thanksgiving meals, for over 600 families across the state. Obviously, that's more than just leaving the scraps. That's actually making an effort. And I think that people should make an effort to help others as well. But the Bible, at the very least, saying, hey, let people, fend for themselves to some extent. Pick up after you.
Most people in America don't live within walking distance of a farm where they could go and pick wheat or grapes off of the out of the ground of the leftovers and that sort of thing. So you
Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We're going through a list of 12 passages from the Bible, and this isn't a religious, preaching show necessarily, that, like, we don't get on the air usually and read Bible passages, because, well, neither of us are Christians, even though we are ministers, Mark, in the Shire Free Church. And I normally, like, get a little upset when people call and drone on with Bible verses, but I think these are particularly relevant to this discussion about the refugees.
I don't know how what the average American thinks, but I can tell you that people call this show, and they sound very much like yay Christianity, boo Islam.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
And if you're saying yay Christianity, boo Islam, then you have a sort of a very difficult situation to sort of meet out with yourself when you've got Islamic refugees on the way over here, especially when it's your government, and by your government I mean the government that you support, if you support the United States government's actions in over in the Middle East. The United States government went and destabilized this region and caused, indirectly, these refugees. So you got to kind of work that out for yourself, and that's what I'm trying to help people do.
Right.
If you want to be a consistent Christian, Stop calling yourself a Christian if you're not going to try. You got to try.
Right. Even if you're not there yet, mentally.
Nobody's going to be there yet, but that doesn't mean that you're allowed to continue doing the thing. You got to make an effort.
Right.
It's forward motion.
You've got to know what the goal is so you can move toward that goal and correct yourself when you're getting it wrong.
You have to consider it a goal, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you... If it's not your goal...
The goal of loving your neighbor.
The goal of loving your neighbor, and in this case, foreigners and refugees,
right,
isn't your goal, then you need to consider that Christianity is not your goal.
That's correct. I don't know what your goal is, but yeah, it's not
right.
very Christian.
You can play whatever game you want, but you're not playing Christianity.
So let me tell you about Brave New Books. This is a great website. It's also a real-life store in Austin, Texas. But you, if you're not in Austin, go to bravenewbookstore.com. It's owned and operated by our friends, John Bush and Catherine Bleich. They took over the operations there earlier this year, and they've got an amazing selection of products, including books about all kinds of interesting things. Libertarianism, anarchism, economics, conspiracy, natural health, survival, and more. Plus, they've got amazing health products like Tangy Tangerine and Super Male Vitality. You can even get amazing water filtration products, including countertop systems, pitchers, and on-the-go sport bottles. It's great stuff over at BraveNewBookstore.com. They're helping spread the ideas of liberty and truth. And you can, of course, pay with Bitcoin if you like. In fact, they prefer when you pay with Bitcoin at BraveNewBookstore.com. We've been there in person. It's a really cool little shop. But you can go online anytime.
Seems to be the center for sort of libertarian folks, especially in Austin. But a lot of people are visiting the new website.
BraveNewBookstore.com. As we go to Jason, listening in Ohio. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hello.
I just want to weigh in on that. You were quoting one scripture about the foreigners, and I'd like to shed some light on that. You know, there are scriptures in the Bible that also refer to, and it's just using a different word, but it's the same term, stranger. And a stranger or foreigner was a person who wholeheartedly embraced Judaism, and they were supposed to be treated equally to someone who was a native-born Jew.
How do we know that?
Because if you study the scriptures, you'll see that. Stranger. The Bible talks about the stranger. Do not mistreat the stranger. Or what rights the stranger had within Israel.
I believe in the Quran they're called the people of the book, which they're referring to Christians and Jews with that.
Well, I'm talking about what the Bible says, based on the King James Version.
But I'm trying to figure out.
I'm agreeing with you. It's similar.
I'm trying to figure out this term. The term stranger is, mm-hmm. you know, having read the Bible myself, I don't know where this part is where we're talking about this stranger in your land being somebody who embraces the ideas of Judaism.
Go to Leviticus. Read Deuteronomy. When Moses came out of Egypt,
point me to it.
With the Israelis, with the Jews, there was a mixed group of people that came with them.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, you'll see where Moses married an Ethiopian woman. So there's Ethiopians that came with them, Egyptians, and there were laws that were given by Moses, the Levitical law, that was said that the stranger, what rights they had within Israel. They were not native blood, but they had embraced Judaism. They were called proselytes. So the fact is, when we bring a person into our country, they should wholeheartedly embrace what our nation is all about. And people are not trying to say to abandon the Syrians. What they're saying is that we need to use some discretion here.
Chris Christie said something like, we can't trust 5-year-old Syrians.
Well, I can't. I'm not quoting Christie. I'm quoting me.
Okay.
So I don't really care what Christie said. I'm telling you where I'm coming
from. So this is your plan. Excellent. Tell me your plan.
But I know what Christian people within their hearts and what the Bible says. We're talking about using discretion here. Because, like, I give this example. I enjoy fresh air. I like to open up my window, and I enjoy fresh air. But I do have a screen there. And that screen is there to keep out anything that would invade my home, that would cause my home to be inhabitable. So
makes
we're not talking about abandoning the sin people, because there are people there who wholeheartedly want to get here for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
But they're being taken advantage of by those who would destabilize this nation for us and even them when they get here.
Well, you can love somebody without letting them sleep with you in the same bed, right? So I can understand you don't want to let people into your house for reasons of concern. That's fine. And it doesn't sound like you're saying kick everybody out. You're not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the fact is we got to use some discretion here because we can create a haven there and a process to bring people here. But the fact is, like I said before, we want people here that understand what the United States is all but embrace it. We don't want these terrorists to use this as an advantage of like what we see what's going on in Europe. Because the stats that I heard was 72 to 75% of the people that were coming in as refugees over to Europe were men. 25% were children and women. And they emanated from six different nations. And as far as Syria is concerned, 40% of the Christians in Syria are either dead or dispersed.
Mark, did you say one of those stats was incorrect?
Yeah, well, this is from the United Nations refugee organization says that this figure, including the this includes the 2.1 million Syrians registered by the UNHCR in Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, 1.9 million Syrians registered by the government of Turkey, as well as more than 2,600 Syrian refugees registered in North Africa. The breakdown is males 49%, females 50%. Basically, it's, you know, it's very close. And then most 40% of them are all under the age of 11.
Jason, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up, Mark, in addition to some Bible quotes, I also have some relevant Quran quotes as well.
There's a picture that's a meme on Facebook, right? And it's all men. And it's saying 98% of Syrian refugees are male. And then some large percentage of them are, are basically fighting age males. Well, I mean, is it possible that when somebody took this picture that the men and women were segregated in whatever reason, you know, in whatever organization, you know, whatever they were doing in whatever camp, that these people that were getting ready to move from one location to another, the men were separated from the women? Especially,
it's also possible they may segregate themselves on their own anyway. Just
Muslim
because,
people.
Because,
I mean, this is the way they lie with cameras, you know? I mean, it can be done, right?
Sure.
But, you know, when you saw that lady in, I can't remember where it was she in Greece or whatever, tripping and kicking the refugees as they ran by, they weren't all men. They were 98% men. This is one picture, and then this whole thing about it's 98% men springs up. I'd like to hear more about this because I don't understand. Yeah, I'm with you. If it's 98% men, that's really, really fishy. But
it's
not
that.
Yeah, it just digging a little bit makes it just seem like that's a bunch of bigoted bullcrap.
I bet you it originated from some forwarded email.
And I believe nonsense that I've read on the internet too. I'm not saying you're dumb for believing nonsense. I'm just saying the internet's full of nonsense.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As we kick off another week of fun here on the live Sunday edition, of course, it's going to be Thanksgiving week. And that means we're going to be here. Because that's what we do. We're live every single day. As long as we can bribe a board operator to come in at the network studios, and usually we're successful at doing that, I don't think we've ever taken a Thanksgiving off. I think we've always been live on Thanksgiving. And so if you're looking for something to do on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve or the day after, we're going to be here and you can join us. So don't miss out. And if we're not on your local talk radio station 7 nights a week, you should call them and thank your program director for airing some Free Talk Live, if they're airing some of us. If they're airing no Free Talk Live, then you should ask nicely for some. And if you're getting some, you should ask nicely for more. Because program directors don't really get nice calls very often. They hear from people when they have a problem, for the most part. I don't like what so-and-so said about such-and-such.
Well, they hear that a lot.
Yeah. Maybe if you call and say, hey, I really like that you made this programming choice to add Free Talk Live. Can we have some more of it, please? That could make a big difference. So anyway, if you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll be with you throughout the holidays, as we always are. Coming up, quotes from the Quran as well. So we started with some Bible quotes. Still have more of those on how to treat refugees. But I went and I looked, you know, because we made the claim that, or you, I think, made the claim, Mark, that the Quran also has, you know, very sort of love your neighbor as yourself quotations in it. And so I pulled up some of those. So people who aren't familiar with the Quran, which probably is the supermajority of people listening to our voices tonight, could have some experience with that.
Right. But first, this, by the way, is not some kind of Islamic outreach. Looking at two religions, of which I am not part of either.
I'm not either, but I respect a lot of both.
Right. And for me, what this is about is that I'm concerned for the life and well-being of people in the Middle East and around the world. Like,
yeah.
I believe all life is valuable and all life is sacred. So let's talk about that.
So let's talk about it with James in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's on your mind.
I agree with y'all. Our foreign policy has caused this massive migration, but the migration's been going on from Libya to Syria, from Syria to there, and what happens is we come in and take out these dictators or help start civil wars like we did with the so-called freedom fighters.
Well, I never did that.
Well, no, but, you know, our government.
You mean the government? Okay.
Yes. And, but to me, what is frustrating to me is if you look at what happened in France, right now you got cops with black masks on every corner searching everybody. They suspended the Constitution in that country. And, I feel like that's why, and at the same time, he still said, like, Thursday or Friday, he wants to bring in 4,000 more, but you're bombing Syria. So it doesn't make sense. That, you know, that we're just going along, because even here, we got...
that's what's going to happen here, right? I mean, that's a great, I think you make a great point that, you know, you want a police state, then that's what you're going to get. Is that what people in America want, is with all this enforcement and all this fear, they want police on every corner with machine guns?
Because we got senators right now from Illinois saying we need gun control because of what happened in France. Now, that is crazy, because they have the strictest gun laws in the world, one of them, so... Why would we? They're already using it. They're using it to push more NSA, even though NSA says it's better for us to target people versus collecting everyone's data because it clogs up the system. I mean, and you got people running, pushing it, and scaring the hell out of everybody, and they're the ones letting them in here. There's 40,000 of them in Florida, and the problem is, you know, they're scaring everybody, and they're bringing in a police state, and at the same time, they can suspend the Constitution, take our liberties. You got, can I just say this real quick? Right now in Germany, they're telling women not to wear short skirts because it offends the Muslims. So they're already losing their liberties and everything. So I feel like that's a way for them to bring in more political correctness, more us losing our liberties. At the Jaguars game, they were telling people Thursday, all day on the radio, hey, come early because there's going to be more security.
Extra screening. Thanks, yeah. James. Good call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Totally agree with where he's coming from. You know, if you want to have a crackdown on immigrants, if you want to have a way to stop refugees and kick people out of the country and all that, then get ready for what France is going through, because you're going to have police everywhere and checkpoints. And for me, that's not acceptable as someone who cares about freedom.
Yeah. And, you know, the employing military for the United States, the United States has done poorly post-World War II, certainly post-Korea, in having the guts to fight a war. Now, I'm not saying fighting wars is a good idea. I'm a Quaker. I'm against fighting wars. Mm-hmm. However, I would point out that if you are going to fight a war, you cannot half fight a war. You have to full on fight the war. And they just keep on failing. They keep on pulling out too soon. They do whatever it is that they do and keep on messing things up.
What's the government? I mean, of course they mess things up.
Well, let's stop doing things that we're poor at. How's that? How about being a beacon of liberty? Mm. How about being really great at commerce? How about trading with people, being kind to people? Yes, there are bad places in the world where bad people get into power. There's no doubt about it. Can you point to the successes that we've had regarding that? Because there's been a few, but they always come at a cost, right? Like, you take out Hitler, that's the one that everybody's going to go for. You build up Stalin, who kills millions of his own people. So, you know, let's just get out of this game, shall we?
So I want to share from the Quran. We shared a biblical passage first, and there's like 11 more of those that we can go through here about how to treat refugees and immigrants. And it sparked a conversation about treating treating foreigners as yourself. That was the quote from Leviticus here from relevantmagazine.com. Now, here's some Islamic text on the very same golden rule. Quote, serve God and join not any partners with him, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, those in need, neighbors who are near, neighbors who are strangers, the companion by your side, the wayfarer that you meet, and what your right hands possess, which is interpreted as the slave. For God loveth not the arrogant and the vainglorious. In fact, and this is an interpretation here, the Quran goes beyond saying the golden rule by stating in more than four places that, quote, return evil with kindness, unquote.
That's what the Beatitudes were about.
What is a Beatitude?
The Beatitudes are Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount.
So return evil with kindness. And it's not a surprise, Mark, that the same concept would be in the Quran as it was in the Bible. In fact, the Quran repeats things a lot. If you've read the thing, you know that. And the reason why it's so repetitive is because it was delivered orally over time. It wasn't all in one sitting, just in the same way that the Bible was over a time frame as well. The Prophet Muhammad was receiving this from, I believe it was the angel Gabriel, on several different instances. So it was repeated over and over again for repetition's sake, so people would get it. Like, this is repeated because it's important to return evil with kindness. The Prophet Muhammad said, quote, none of you have faith until you love for your neighbor what you love for yourself. Another quote, whoever wishes to be delivered from the fire and to enter paradise should treat the people as he wishes to be treated. Another one, quote, none of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Quote, none of you is a believer if he eats his full while his neighbor hasn't anything. So again, going back to the same quote from the Bible about giving, you know, leaving
sharing
your food.
Yeah.
Sharing food with the stranger, sharing food with the poor, with the destitute. Another quote, do unto all men, this is another quote from Muhammad, as you would wish to have done unto you, and reject for others what you would reject for yourselves. Further, quote, hurt no one so that no one may hurt you. I mean, this is all very, very similar. And that's because the Quran was based off of the Bible.
Yeah, I tend to think that if you never cause anyone harm, that you will probably have fewer people in your life harm you.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have people harm you.
It's a principle by which to live.
Yeah.
Right? The idea being that if you're putting harm out into the world, you're far more likely to receive it back. Whereas if you're putting
peace... That's why we build prisons, right? To harm people who have harmed people.
And if you are putting peace out into the world, if you're putting love out into the world, then you are far more likely to be the recipient of those things as well. And then another quote here, the final one. There should be neither harming nor reciprocating harm. So do not strike back when struck. In fact, there is a story, multiple stories, I believe more than one story about Muhammad and how he handled some attackers against his tribe, if you will, his followers. And I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going from my recollection here. But basically, what Muhammad told his people was that if you are not being attacked, you do not have the right to fight back, basically. So once the attack is over, if the attackers are retreating, if they're leaving, you do not have the right to go after them and commence further fighting. You're supposed to turn around and move on and do your best to forgive those people. 855-453, you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities.
facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.